The Warriors have returned to the Western Conference Finals for the fifth consecutive season after eliminating the Rockets in Houston on Friday night. They await the winner of the Nuggets Trailblazer series. And in this Game 6 in Houston, Klay Thompson helping lead the charge and sparking the attack early, finishing with 27 points and 7 three-pointers. Stephen Curry delivering 33 points and some huge second-half buckets. Draymond Green's fire critical as he added 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists as Andre Iguodala another tremendous showing with 17 points. As the Warriors take the series 4-2, winning Game 6, 118-113, the final.
These guys are a historically good basketball team, and you don't do what these guys have done without an incredible combination of talent and character. And I could go down the list. But I thought, Steph epitomized that tonight. 0 points at halftime, 3 fouls, a complete non-factor in the game, and then just completely took over the game on a night when everything was going wrong. And he found a way to turn it around. I also want to single out the bench. Just an amazing night from a group of guys who have not played this entire series. Houston puts so much pressure on you in isolation that, frankly, we just decided to stick with our best defenders over the first 5 games. And obviously injuries forced us to use the bench. I probably should have used them earlier. Over the years, we've played a lot of people. We like to use our bench. We talk about strength in numbers. But the coach wasn't doing much of that the first 5 games. So it's... I'm just incredibly proud of, Jordan and Jonas. Kevon had a great series, but Quinn Cook to do what he did tonight coming into the game without really having played the whole series. Those guys were amazing and really a huge factor in the win.
Coach, much has been made about Steph's, foul trouble throughout the series, and, he got those quick 4 early. Can you talk about how he was able to balance that with that incredible second half?
Well, that's what Steph does. I mean, I actually told his mom and dad after the game, I said, if that game didn't personify Steph Curry, I don't know what did. I mean, he's a guy who can make some plays that leave you scratching your head. The fouls, some of the turnovers, not tonight, but sometimes he just makes plays and you kind of look around and think, what is he doing? But most of the time he makes these incredible plays and he's just fearless. And that's what makes him who he is. So he reminds me a little bit of Manu Ginobili, not so much in the style of play, but in the kind of swashbuckling nature, Manu used to drive Pop nuts. My last year with the Spurs was Manu's rookie year, and Pop would be pulling his hair out, and that's how I felt when I started coaching Steph. He makes these plays that nobody could have taught him this stuff. You wonder what he's thinking, and then you sort of realize after a while, leave him alone. He's so good that he's going to counteract the few crazy plays he makes with an amazing number of good ones and clutch ones. He's an incredible basketball player, a wonderful leader for our team, and just made some amazing plays down the stretch.
Steve, Marcus Thompson with The Athletic. You talked a lot about how great Andre has been. When he's on the court, how does it make you feel knowing that he's out there and he's defending and handling the ball and doing what he does?
It's like when your kids are at home and there's a babysitter there. That's Andre. Like you just feel more comfortable knowing there's an adult out there who's keeping everybody settled down. That game, I think, was probably not winnable without Andre's contributions, making 5 threes. He made a few of them. I think 2 or 3 in the first half when we were really struggling without Steph, and I thought Klay also kept us going in that first half. But Andre just does so much for us at both ends of the floor. I mean, there's a reason he has had the career he's had. He's been Finals MVP. He's a multi-time champion, Olympian, All-Star. He's Andre's an incredible basketball player.
Coach, early you talked about your bench. I'm right here in the middle. Early you talked about your bench, but could you go into a little bit more detail about how big Kevon Looney was? Because game five, he came in, remember he came in the first quarter and gave you all a lot of energy, and then tonight he came out 14 big points. And he also kind of rendered Clint Capella ineffective.
Looney has been a rock for us all year, one of our key contributors. He's wise beyond his years. You know, he's a guy who just understands the game and makes the right play over and over again. Really, really smart. And he's so easy to coach. And his teammates have so much respect for him. And he was great all series and big tonight as well.
Now that y'all have advanced, do you feel like there's a chance that Durant could be back for the next round?
We're going to reevaluate him, I think, in a week, and we'll see. But there's really no way of making any predictions right now. It's an injury that that requires sort of an update every few days, and so as of now, we don't have any updates.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Obviously, the objective was to survive in advance any way you could, but with the schedule of the next round being so tough with a game every other day, how valuable is it to win here, not have to take it to seven and get a couple days to rest for that?
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to win the series, but this is ideal. I probably give the players the weekend off and just to recuperate and then get ready for whoever we're playing, Tuesday night. But, that game will be at home, so we'll have at least the next few days to prepare and recover. And so this was a huge win for us tonight, especially considering how many minutes a lot of our core guys played in this series.
You mentioned Pop, and so I would ask you, what did you say to your team knowing you were struggling but you were tied at halftime? Steph, 0 points. Could you give us a little insight of what you said to them?
That's basically what I said. I said, you know, we know Steph's going to get going, and we're tied, and we're doing a great job. I loved the first half. I thought we competed like crazy, and we had key contributions off the bench, so to go in on the road with Steph Curry with three fouls and no points, and you're tied. We felt pretty good about it, and that's what we talked about.
Steve, obviously Clay has had games like this. What have you noticed about big settings and the mentality that it takes to come up with a game like this?
I mean, Clay's just been doing this for so long. He's one of the best two-way players in the game. He's guarding James Harden and Chris Paul and Gordon. He's guarding their best players and then coming down and, he had 21 points in the first half to carry us with Steph struggling. But this is who Clay is. This is why he's such a great player. He's been doing this for a long time.
Valencia King, straight ahead, third row with Real Talk Sports. Coach, before the season began, you kind of put to rest any conversations about Quinn Cook and him stepping into his own. Being able that you were able to lean on him tonight, just how important is that for you as a coach?
Well, you have to have guys like Quinn on the bench who you can count on, whether they're in the rotation or not. And Quinn has been a rock for us the last couple of years. So happy and proud of him, to come out tonight and play 16 really important minutes when he had barely played the entire series. But so that's why he's on this team. He's a pro.
Steve, to your left, Reed Forgrave with CBS Sports. If you could humor me with a dumb sports writer question. Considering the circumstances and the curveball you were thrown with Kevin's injury and with DeMarcus's injury, where do you rank this win over the past 5 years, like as far as your guys' playoff runs?
That's not a dumb question. Don't beat yourself up on that one. We were actually talking about it in there. You know, it's one of the most satisfying victories we've had during this run. We've been blessed to have all this talent and competitiveness, and these guys are they're just amazing. So they've won a lot of big games, but you know, this is definitely one of the most satisfying we've had.
Two more, front row here.
Coach, can we look at the box scores and you can talk about the great numbers your players put up, but can you talk about just the mindset, that championship mindset, and how you get there? I mean, I know some of it is innate to each of them, but how do you get to that?
Well, it takes unique individuals on the team. You know, the players who you have to have talent, but you have to have guys who are committed to each other and unafraid of the moment. And I thought you saw that tonight with Steph down the stretch. But you know, Draymond, you know how hard he plays night in and night out. And I think once you win the first one, you know, as a group, it gives you more confidence to win the next one. And I think that's what's happened over the last few years. Our guys just believe that they can do this. It gets more and more difficult physically. But I think mentally, since you've already done it, you know you can do it again.
Coach, did the energy level after the game in the locker room remind you some of your great nights, you know, for the past?
It shows you how much respect we have for Houston. I mean, we just finished a conference semifinal series. We're only halfway home to where we want to be, and yet the celebration in there was felt like a much bigger occasion, and it's because of the challenge that this team put before us. So we're all very happy, but now we got to get home and get some rest and prepare for the next round. Thanks, everybody.
Jim, you said before the game that the Splash Brothers were going to have to get 60.
I wish I had tweeted that. Yeah. I wish I had tweeted that.
They got there. It took them in a weird fashion to get there. But I think that the big difference in this game, Jim, was the fact that the Warriors did so many good things in the first half that, you know, at halftime they were tied with the Rockets,
right,
and Stephen Curry had not scored.
Yeah, you have to do a lot of good things in that first half. And, of course, Klay Thompson took over the scoring. He made 5 of his 9 threes. He had 21 at the half. Draymond was absolutely brilliant again. He had 7 rebounds by halftime. And the bench had 20. The bench had given them 20 points. 20 of the 33 they ended up with came in the first half. And that was a surprise for everybody. And Sean Livingston, he got more than his average. And Kevon Looney, 8 of his 14 in the first half. They had an impact on the game. And they also pretty much even with 3-pointers made. And I can't say enough about Andre Iguodala. He made 2 3-pointers in the first half. He finished tonight with 5. He had 17 points. And he was big because they were daring him to shoot. They were going to say, we dare someone else to beat us. We're not going to let Klay Thompson or Stephen Curry in the second half. As it turned out, Curry had his own mind made up in the fourth quarter and changed everything on the planet.
Yeah, Stephen Curry, that 23-point fourth quarter was fantastic. And right when they needed him, he got the ball and knocked down all of his free throws. 11 of 11 in the game tonight. And the Rockets forced a foul at the end, put him on the line at least 4 times. And down the final minute and a half, the game gave Houston credit. That's a really good team that played really hard and really well for a long time in this series, Jim. And it would not have surprised me one iota if the Rockets had won this game and forced a game 7.
Of course not. No, the odds were there, you would think. And I don't know whether the Warriors took the gas out of them or something, but to me they did not fight quite as hard as we've seen. They weren't as rough. They weren't as physical tonight as they were before. Now, maybe it's unfamiliar with all these players the Warriors threw at them. And that can cause trouble sometimes because you don't know who they are and you're sort of tentative at first. You have to feel them out.
Well, they forgot about what Jordan Bell does well, which is leave his feet.
Uh-huh.
And he gets a dunk at one end after a block at another end.
Yes,
and
yes.
Wow. And the first time it's ever happened in NBA history that a 6-game series where all 6 games have been decided by 6 points or less. Fantastic series.
Yes, 5 again tonight. I've got to read Stephen Curry's stats. For the first half, he's 0 of 5. This is from memory.
Right.
0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3-point range. Didn't shoot a free throw.
Right.
His second half, he's 9 of 15 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3-point range, 11 of 11 from the line, 33 points. And 21, excuse me, he had 10, 23 of those in the fourth quarter.
23 points in the fourth quarter, 6 of 8 shooting there. And, Jim, you made a point when we were in the break about the turnovers when it mattered and why it allowed the Warriors to win game five and yes. game six.
Well, game five, they only had – they did not turn the ball over at all in the fourth quarter. And that enabled them to preserve that win because it was touch and go even to the bloody end. And it's just critical. And tonight they did the same thing. In the third quarter, they had 6 turnovers that gave Houston 10 points. But they turned the ball over only one time, and it did not hurt them. The Rockets did not score on that. And conversely, the Rockets had 5 turnovers, and the Warriors converted those into 6 points. Interesting, too, with the fourth quarter. Because the Rockets came, it looked like the game was, you don't call it over. But it's a 2-possession game, and they came down, and 3 times in a row, it was a 2-possession game, and they hit 3s on them. The Rockets hit 3s. And yeah. That's why at the end, it wasn't over even with 10 seconds to go, because if they hit another 3, they get a steal. Stranger things have happened, and it seems like nobody could miss in the last few possessions for the Rockets.
And right now, Houston has to look at Golden State as their team that they just can't get by. Fourth time in the last 5 years that the Warriors have eliminated the Rockets, but a great series. All games were tight. As we mentioned, the Rockets are well coached. They know what they do best. They do it well. They do it better than anybody, and they're going to be good for a long time.
Yes, but they're going to look in the mirror tonight, and they're going to wake up and think it was a bad dream tomorrow morning. They're going to say, "Ooh, that was real." There is no Game 7 to play, and this obviously the Warriors are their nemesis. Okay, it's been going on for too long.
One other thing, the Warriors have extended their NBA record
for series.
They've now won a road game in 21 consecutive playoff series.
Now that's remarkable.
Every playoff series that Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green have played in, they have won a road game. And maybe Jim, going back to 2013, maybe we should have looked at that and said, after they won in Denver,
yes,
should have won 2 in Denver. Remember, Andre Miller went crazy in the fourth quarter, had an 18-point quarter, and played awesome. Should have won 2 to start the San Antonio series.
Yes.
Right. We should have probably took that as a sign that this group has some mental toughness and home court will not bother them.
So. No, they play – well, we've said it all season long. They play so well on the road. They are the best road team in the NBA. There's no doubt about it, and there are a number of reasons for that. But I have to say – for Stephen Curry to come out of that tonight with the kind of pressure that they were putting on him defensively is pretty remarkable, because they had the formula all these games. He did not have a good shooting night in any of the first 5 games at all. And he had a great fourth quarter in game 5. We know that. But prior to that, he probably had the worst quarter of maybe his playoff career in quarter 3 of that game in game 5. And tonight, he just stayed with it and stayed with it. And despite pain in that dislocated ring finger that he has, it's a middle finger, he played through that at the end, and boy, did he hit clutch threes. You know, his fourth, we talked about his second half stats. His fourth quarter, he was 3 of 5 from 3, and 2 of them coming down the stretch, these were the most clutch shots you could ever take.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned fourth quarter, Sportsnet stats, they're located in Toronto. But they say that it's the most that Steph has scored in a fourth quarter, regular season or playoff, to 23. Previous high, January 13, 2016, against Denver, and 20 against the Kings this past January 5, where he had 20 in the fourth quarter.
That's the most he's scored in any quarter?
No, in a fourth quarter.
In a fourth quarter?
Yeah.
And that's playoff games are regular season.
Or regular season.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good time to do it, right?
And his 33 is his playoff career high for a half. So I'm just amazed at how well they played and what they did. I probably shouldn't be, but I am amazed because, coming into this game, Jim, the bench had not given them anything.
No. We kept telling them. They'd scored about 53 points in the series over 5 games. They were giving them about 10 a game, and tonight they come up big.
Well, it's going to be a tough offseason, I think, for the Rockets, because they had the team that Daryl Morey had built to to beat the Warriors. They were a little bit better this year. Even though they had a worse record, it's just because they got off to that slow start.
Yes.
Once they got everything rolling in the second half of the year, they had the best record in the second half of the year, and they were really, really good. This is a very, very impressive win tonight for Golden State. And then await the winner of Game 7 on the Sunday. Portland is at Denver. That is a 12:30 tip in Denver. And then Philadelphia at Toronto, 4 o'clock with the tip in their Game 7. So it's going to be a Sunday Game 7s to watch if you're an NBA fan, and for the Warriors to scout for the Western Conference Finals. JB, great job tonight. You did a wonderful job, and this was a very fun game to call.
It was riveting, and we talked about it early on. Keep it close the whole game, and they certainly did that, you know, tied at the half and what have you. And a pleasure for me to work with you, Tim, and you're such a delight, and I love to listen to you, and sometimes I forget that I'm doing what I'm doing here, and so it's a pleasure. I appreciate you allowing me to squeeze in a little bit on your territory.
I probably shouldn't say this. It's Steve Kerr's line, but you know what? He's right.
Yes.
They are fearless giants, those Warriors. I just got R.C. Davis's heart rate up just a little bit.
All right, I'm cutting myself off.
Oh, well, there you go.
And again, the Warriors await the winner of the Nuggets Trailblazer Series for the conference finals with games 1 and 2 at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.